Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a mission of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Chapter 2, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1. Of course, we have to say the introductory phrase, the wonderful phrase to introduce all different Perekim in Pirkei Avos. Kol Yisrael Yishem Chelek L'Olam Haba. All of Israel has a share in the world to come. Each and every one of us, we just have to try to grab it. We just have to try to hold on to it. We just have to try to obtain it. Shenemar, as it says, Kulam Sadikim, your people are all righteous. La'olam Yirshu Aretz, they shall inherit the land forever. Netzer Mata'ai, a sapling of my planting, Ma'aseh Yadai Lehispa'er, my handiwork in which to take glory. If you latch onto the mitzvos, you latch on to chesed, you latch on to Torah, like the Mishnah Perkavos teaches us, we have to do chesed avoda and Torah, we have to be involved in din, emet, and shalom, because the world was created and continues to exist for those respective things. If you latch on to those things, you do things to help those around you, you do things to make the world better, then you can inherit your beautiful, wonderful land in the world to come. You can get your portion in the world to come. Everyone is deserving of it. Everyone is destined to have it, but it doesn't mean you'll get it. You're destined, you're allowed to have it, but you must prove your worth to get it. You must deserve it. I can't just give it to you, Hashem says. You need to work at it. You need to try to get it. Everyone is deserving of a plot. Everyone can get a plot. Are you going to be able to actually be privileged to reward yourself, to be rewarded with the plot? Did you work for the plot? Do you deserve the plot after 120 years? What did you do on this earth to make the world better, to make your family better, make yourself better, to contribute mitzvos, chesed, and everything around you? Perkei Avos helps us to be able to get that land in the future. Pirkei Avos works with us and helps us work with ourselves to try to better ourselves so that we're deserving of the world to come. Follow us, come with us, stay with us on the journey, learn how to make ourselves better so that we're deserving of the plot in the world to come. So let's see what happens in Chapter 2, Mishnah 1, Bet Aleph. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, who is Rebbe? Rebbe is one of the several names for Rabbi Yehuda Anas. He is known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He redacted the Mishnah. He decided to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh into Mishnah. The times were changing back then. People were not as erudite and scholarly as they used to be. People were forgetting things, and Rebbe said, we have a crisis. We have a problem. We need to write this stuff down so it doesn't get lost, so it doesn't get forgotten. If Rebbe, the great Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who wrote down all the Mishnayos, is going to teach us something, it better be something we try to listen to, try to follow as much as we can. Ezehi derech yeshara sheyaver lo adam. Which is the straight path that a person should choose for himself? Kol shehi teferes lo osel v'teferes lo min ha'adam. Anything honorable for the one who does it, and honorable for him from man. Do things that you have to make sure brings glory to your family name, brings glory to Hashem, brings glory to the world. You have to do things that are mekadesh shem shemaim, that bring a kiddush Hashem. You're given 120 years. What are you doing on this earth? What are you doing in your world? Are you bringing honor to the Jewish people? Are you bringing kavod to your family and the Jewish people? Your name is what you establish in this world and what is staying behind after you. The mitzvahs, the chesed, what you do for others is here what's after you. Are you bringing glory to the world? Are you making Hashem proud? Are you making the world around you proud of you? Are you contributing the world is better for knowing you, for you being around? Is the world a better place for you being in it? We hope so, and hopefully Pirkei Avos will teach us to do so. V'havi zahir b'mitzvah kala v'chamura. Be as careful for a minor mitzvah as a major one. Shein ata yodea matan schar shel mitzvahs, because you don't know the reward for mitzvahs. The Torah can tell us in some places, we could think we know the reward, but we don't know the reward. We don't do mitzvahs for reward, as Pirkei Avos teaches us. Hopefully we will be rewarded, but we do things because it's the right thing to do, because we want to gain more mitzvahs, more chesed, make the world a better place, make those around us happier, contribute more to those around us, make Hashem happy for having us in the world. Do as many mitzvahs as you can. That's why maybe shiluach hakein, sending away the mother bird when you want to take the eggs, and honoring your father and mother are both given long life. It's so crazy. They're opposite mitzvahs in terms of difficulty, in terms of elements of lefumtzar agam in terms of pain and exertion, much harder to take care of family than it is to shoo away a mother bird. Why is that? Because Hashem tells you, you can't understand the reasons why I give rewards for whatnot. You can't understand and try to think about the rewards for different mitzvahs. Do what you can, follow my mitzvahs, and I will give out the reward. Don't do it for the reward. Don't think about the reward, but understand I will reward you. I can make one mitzvah easy as pie, and I can make one mitzvah difficult as anything, and I'm going to give the same reward, because you can't understand reward and punishment, really. You got to just try to live your best life by the laws of the Torah. Understand what is involved in the loss of a mitzvah and in the gain of a mitzvah and in the loss of a sin and in gaining a sin. What happens when you sin? What happens when you do mitzvahs? Consider the loss of doing a mitzvah against a reward. You have the opportunity to do something for someone else. You have the opportunity to drive someone and you don't. You're lost in that mitzvah. You have the ability to cook for someone else. You're cooking for your family anyway. Just make extra chicken, extra broccoli. How hard is it? Is it really that difficult for you to do? Think about the reward versus the loss. You could have had that mitzvah in your bank. You could have taken that mitzvah with you to the next world, but you lost it. You lost the opportunity. You lost the chance. Every mitzvah that comes to our hands, try to grab it. The Talmud teaches us if a mitzvah comes to your house, don't let it become chametz. Al tachametz. Don't let it rise and become leaven. Use that mitzvah. Do that mitzvah. Grab the mitzvah before it's lost. Because consider what happens when you lose that chance. You'll never get it back. It's not coming back. You only have X amount of days. That day is not back when you could have done that mitzvah, when you could have done that thing. Make sure your days are full of mitzvahs. And think about schar avera k'neged hafsed. Think about what you really gain from doing a sin. Nothing. You don't gain anything. The profit of a sin against its punishment is nothing. Think about the punishment. Don't think about any profit because there is none that will come from a sin. Histaka b'shlosha devarim. Think about three things. Ve'ena tabali de'aver. If you really would internalize these three things, it would be much harder to sin. Damala malcha mimcha mimach. No one is above you. Hashem is above you. Hashem is always watching. Hashem is always listening. Hashem is ever present. And Hashem knows what's going on. He records everything in his video camera, the best video camera ever invented in the whole galaxy of the whole time. Hashem knows everything you do. He will play it back to you after 120 years. Let's hope it's good things we're seeing and nothing bad. It's super embarrassing otherwise. Hashem knows everything. He writes everything down. Dama lamala bimach. Know what's above you. Know Hashem is always there. Even if you're in private, you think you could sin in private. Nobody's home. No one's there. Nobody knows. Hashem knows. Hashem is there. Granted, we all have struggles and people have addictions and afflictions and pulls for whatnot. Of course, and you have to do your best. But in general, on average, don't forget who's above you. Don't forget Hashem is up there. I in roe, an eye that sees, ve'ozen shoma'at, an ear that hears. All your actions are recorded in a book. You know, emails may be lost. Text messages may be lost. You don't even remember. Your computer crashes. You don't remember that other item you wanted to buy or whatnot. That's all lost and forgotten, erased in the sands of time. But Hashem never forgets anything. Hashem knows all. Hashem remembers all. You come year to year for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Hashem knows what's going to happen, but he still wants you to go on the good path. He doesn't preclude you from doing sins or mitzvahs. He predestines for you everything except for Yirat Shemayim. Hashem writes everything down. Everything will be remembered. You remember these different things that could help you live life in a better way, hopefully, with the wonderful advice of Rebbe. And this Mishnah is a wonderful Mishnah, so we're going to have to pause it here. And we're going to do a little bit of a different. We're going to go a little bit longer than usual. We know we usually keep it to 10 minutes. Today it's going to be a special long episode because of the wonderfulness. So what's the straight path that you choose for yourself? Anything honorable for those who does it? In other words, man's mitzvahs bring honor to God as well as to the one who does them. The glory of mitzvahs is man's true glory, making it the path he should choose for himself. Honorable for him from man, mitzvahs should be performed at the appropriate time. How good is a thing in its time? Otherwise, it's lost. That comes from Mishlei. If you do your mitzvahs at a time that other people find annoying, it doesn't bring you honor. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. You want to bring a meal for someone, but you bring it at 12 o'clock at night? That's not helping anyone. The timing is off. It's not the right place, not the right setting. You want to bring food for someone, you bring it at 8 o'clock after the kids were starving and they went to bed? What is that helping them? How is that chesed? What are you doing for the family? You cook for a family that just had a baby, that has young kids, you bring it at the time they ask. Or you bring it at a time that's helpful for them. 5 o'clock. A lot of times when my wife and I do kid dinner at 5 o'clock. Try to get them in bed at 6, 6:30, 7. Do dinner at 5. Get them in the bath. Get them changed depending on the night. And then by 6, 6:30, and 7, we try to get them to bed. You bring a meal for someone. So if I'm cooking for someone else, and I'm thinking that a lot of people that have kids might... our kids' age, or you're older or younger, also try to eat early, 5, 6 o'clock. I can't bring them dinner at 8 o'clock. It's